Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The English Standard Version has the words, "to the saints who are in Ephesus," verse 1, but many other modern translations delete the words "in Ephesus" from the translation of the text and simply announce that this is a letter from Paul. Why the discrepancy? For centuries, no one challenged the traditional belief that Paul wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus in Asia Minor. But modern scholarship has raised various questions about its intended audience. Before we plunge into the content of this book, we need to consider some of these preliminary questions. The fact that a majority of versions contain the words "in Ephesus" and other versions do not is a matter of textual criticism. A person doesn't have to be a Greek scholar or a professional theologian to take some interest in this science. Textual criticism is the attempt to reconstruct, as accurately as possible, the original Greek text of the New Testament. When this letter was composed in the first century, it was written in the Greek language. It went to its destination, where it was read and preserved before being copied for the next generation. Those copies were then copied, and soon copies were spread all over the world. The original letter that was penned by the apostle has long since been lost, but various copies have survived down to this day. Scholars in textual criticism examine all the surviving copies of the New Testament literature. Of the manuscripts that survive, they agree with each other 99% of the time because the copying process in the ancient world was carried out meticulously. We do, however, find some discrepancies in the copies, so there are copies of this letter that have the words "in Ephesus" and other copies that omit those words. The majority of surviving manuscripts contain the words "in Ephesus." This is the reason that for centuries the church kept this designation in the English version of the New Testament. Only two or three significant copies do not have these words. The unfortunate problem is, however, that two of the very finest and most trustworthy of the surviving manuscripts from the ancient world are the very copies that don't have the words "in Ephesus." For this reason, the evidence is almost equally weighted for and against the phrase's inclusion in the text. It is possible that the designated destination was never part of the original epistle. There are other factors that biblical commentators see as bearing on this decision. We know from Luke's record in the Acts of the Apostles that during his third missionary journey, Paul stayed in Ephesus for 3 years. A congregation developed there in which he obviously had a vital ministry. Normally, whenever Paul writes back to churches where he knows individuals personally, he gives personal greetings to his dear brothers and sisters who are still alive in those congregations. That kind of personal communication is glaringly absent from the letter to the Ephesians. This does not necessarily prohibit the possibility that the original destination was the Ephesian congregation, but it provides added support for the idea that perhaps this letter was not originally destined for the congregation at Ephesus. The majority viewpoint today is that in all probability, the epistle to the Ephesians was originally written as a circular letter. Rather than the apostles writing a specific message to a particular congregation concerning a definite problem that had arisen, Paul wrote an epistle that he intended to be circulated to all the churches in Asia Minor. This would explain why Paul refrains from his normal, specified greetings to particular individuals. It seems likely that Paul, toward the end of his life, had a burden to write to the church in general to give a synopsis of the revelation that had been given to him as an apostle of Christ Jesus, verse 1, a summary of the great truths of Christianity.